Start your day of the Torah. We're in Northwest London. Friday, 21st of Iyar, 12th of May. Rabbi Akiva Rosenblatt Shlita, what did Moshe receive on Har Sinai? This week's Torah is sponsored by Family Wiesenfeld, and Nishmas Rafran Fischel, and Rabbi Yol Ari Zeran Rocha, Rabbi Fischel Dick from Antwerp, whose Yahrzeit is today.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for having me back. Thank you in advance for listening. So, this week's parasha, Bahar B'chukaisai, if there was a leaderboard for the most famous, most spoken about Rashis, I think the first Rashi on Bahar and the first Rashi on B'chukaisai would probably be in the top 10. So we'll start B'chukaisai first and then go backwards to Bahar. Rashi famously in B'chukaisai says B'chukaisai teilechu v'tzmesfosai shishmuru v'asisem oisom. So the famous question on the pasuk is, what is teilechu? What does teilechu mean in this context? B'chukaisai teilechu. And of course we all know Rashi says shetiyo amelim b'torah. And much has been written about this amelus b'torah and about B'chukaisai teilechu. The Rechaim HaKadosh gives no less than 42 pshatim on what B'chukaisai teilechu might mean. But I saw recently the Darkei Musa quotes in the name of the Alter of Kelm a nice idea, and that is that he gives a mashal, and he says if you're watching a table, dining room table of people eating, everyone looks the same. They're eating, they're drinking, there's no difference between them. And when the meal is finished, and it's time to go, and everyone gets up from the table, there's one person that doesn't get up, and you notice that that person never doesn't have any legs. He says the same is true when it comes to Limud HaTorah. He says when you have people sitting in a Beit Medrash, or people sitting in a yeshiva, and they're learning, and it looks as if they're all steiging in the same way, one can't really know until they leave the Beit Medrash as to how they're going to lead their lives based on the Torah they've been learning. So he explains, B'chukaisai teilechu means that Torah is not just an academic study, it's not just something that we do in the Beit Medrash, but it's something that guides us in every area of our lives. And one only really sees the difference between those that have learned in that way and those that haven't outside of the Beis Medrash. And that's why he's saying, B'chukaisai teilechu, it's how you behave outside of what you've learned, which truly defines whether one is going in the right way. Going backwards to Parshas Bahar, again, another famous, well-spoken about Rashi, where, again, at the beginning, the Pasuk says, Vayidavar Hashem al Moshe Bahar Sinai Leimor. Pasuk Aleph says, Hashem spoke to Moshe Bahar Sinai, Vayidavar al Bnei Yisrael. Speak to the Bnei Yisrael, Vayomarta Alehem, Ki Savoyo La'oretz, Asher Ani Noisein Lachem, V'shov Sa'oretz Shabbos Lashem. The Pasuk and the Parashat begins with talking about Shemitah. And Rashi famously asks the question, quoting the Torah's Kainim, Ma Inyan Shemitah Eitel Har Sinai. What is the relevance of talking and discussing Har Sinai here by Shemitah? And Rashi continues and says, all the mitzvahs are said in Har Sinai. So famous is this Rashi that it's actually become an expression in and of itself. Ma inyan Shemitah eitel Har Sinai is an expression we use as if to say, what does one thing have to do with the other? But essentially what Rashi is asking is, all the mitzvahs were given in Har Sinai. So why specifically, when it comes to Shemitah, does the Torah choose to explicitly say that this mitzvah was given on Har Sinai? Rashi continues and says, Elomash Shmitah Nemru Kololoseho V'dikdu Keom Yisinai. Just as we see when it comes to Shmitah, that all of its kololim, all of its principles, general rules, V'dikdu Keho, and the specifics were given on Sinai, Afkulon Nemru Kololoseho V'dikdu Keom Yisinai. Also, all the mitzvahs were given in their entirety on Har Sinai to Moshe Rabbeinu. One could make the mistake and think there are many mitzvahs that we find in Parshas Devarim that Moshe seems to teach Klal Yisrael for the very first time. And what the Torah is pointing out over here is that that's not the case. That anything which Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Klal Yisrael, even if it looks as if that wasn't given on Har Sinai, Shmita we know is given on Har Sinai, that's already been told to us in Vayikra, in Vayikra, if I'm not mistaken, in Mishpatim, I'm forgetting now. But anyway, Shemitah, we know the Torah explicitly says was given on Har Sinai, and therefore, what the Torah is saying over here is that just like Shemitah was given on Har Sinai, all the mitzvahs were given on Har Sinai. Interestingly, Rashi doesn't really address what is the connection between Shemitah and Har Sinai. So yes, we learn from Shemitah that just as all the mitzvahs were given on Har Sinai, also in every other mitzvah, they were all given on Har Sinai. But why specifically by the mitzvah of Shemitah does the Torah choose to teach us this concept? Rashi doesn't seem to be bothered by that, and Rashi doesn't seem to address this, and others do. And the Kli Yochor shares a nice idea, which I just wanted to begin with, and that is, and he said in the same way, that when Klal Yisrael, when Moshe Rabbeinu went to Har Sinai, they counted 49 days from Pesach until Atzeres. And on the 50th day, the mountain of Har Sinai became Kodesh, and it was Nesar, Bezria, Bcharisha, on the 50th day, which is the day that the Torah was given. And that was the time when they blew the shofar. And he says, in a similar way, the same is true, the same format happens with Yovel as well. You have the 50 day, you have the 49 years in the lead up to the Yovel, and when you come to the Yovel, that's a year which is Kadosh, there's a shofar that's blown, and there is a parallel between the two. And so therefore he understands that perhaps Yovel, to a certain extent, is Zikaron to Mamet Har Sinai. In the same way that we have a build up of 49 years, and in the 50th year that you have the Yovel, it's somewhat of a zikaron to the 49 days, and then leading up to the 50th day, where you had the same sort of format. But what I wanted to focus on today was what Rashi says, as we mentioned before, Mashmita Nemru Klolisel V'Dikdukel Misinai Av Kulam. All the mitzvahs Nemru Klolisein V'Dikduken Misinai. What is it exactly that Moshe Rabbeinu receives on Har Sinai? Does he receive absolutely everything that we know in the Torah on Har Sinai? Or perhaps is it more nuanced than that? So, I did also forget to mention that Rashi, quoting the Torah's Konim, seems to be taking sides, or the Torah's Konim is going with Shittas Rabbi Kiva, because in Zvochim, Daf Kuftes Vav Omid Beis, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, to Brisa, the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Klolos Nemru Misinai, the Klolos, the general principles, were said at Har Sinai, Upratos Ba'ol Moed, and the Pratos were only said later. Rabbi Kiva says, no, Klolos Upratos Nemru Misinai, both the Klolim and the Pratim were said at Har Sinai, V'nishnu Ba'ol Moed, and they were repeated again, the Olmoed, V'nishtalsu Ba'ar V'znoev, and again they were repeated again in Devarim. So it's pointed out that the Torah's Konim over here is clearly going b'shitas Rabbi Kiva.
It doesn't mention the diktukim.
It doesn't mention diktukim. I know here it says protos, and Rashi uses the lashon diktukim. It seems as if that's the same thing, but I was thinking that as well. Perhaps there's a difference in diktukim and protim. I would imagine it's probably the same thing, but yeah, fair point. So, the pasuk in Mishpatim, Shmois Chof Dalet Yud Bey, says the following. Moshe Rabbeinu receives, the reason why I'm using this topic is we are not too far from Kabbalat HaTorah, from Shavuos, so I thought it would fit in nicely with the time we're in as well. The Pasuk says the following. Vayim Hashem Moshe, Alei Eli HaHora, go up on the mountain, Veheye Shom, I'll be there, Ve'etzna Lachan, I'll give to you. And the Pasuk lists the following. In Parshas Mishpatim, Es Luchos HaEven, Ba'atayra, V'hamitzvah asher kosavti lahayresom. Sluchos ha'evan, the luchos, v'hatayra, and the Torah, v'hamitzvah, and the mitzvah, asher kosavti, which I have written lahayresom, to teach you. A cryptic pasuk. Doesn't really explain too much as to what it is that Hashem is giving Moshe. We understand Moshe got the luchos, but what is this Torah that the pasuk's talking about? What is the mitzvah the Torah is talking about? Asher kosavti lahayresom. What is going on over here? So the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Hey Amud Aleph, says the following: Amar Rab Levi ben Chama, Amar Rab Shimon ben Lakish, Mai Dichsev, Ve'etn Locha, Luchais Torah Mitzvah Shemsav Derasam. What does it mean? And the Gemara says the following: Luchais is the Aseret HaDibros that we know. Torah is Mikra, mitzvah is Mishnah, Asher Kosavti is Nevi'im and Ksuvim, Lahoy Reisam is Gemara. So again, the list which the Gemara gives, which is, the Gemara is explaining what the Pasuk is, it means when it gives all this entire list of things, is Aseres Adibrois, Mikra, Mishnah, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and Gemara. Now, it should be pointed out already over here, and this I've seen in many places, it's common sense anyway, but it sometimes needs to be said. When we talk about Moshe Rabbeinu receiving Mikra, the Torah on Har Sinai, or Nevi'im and Ksuvim on Har Sinai, sometimes even children ask the following question: how could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu receives the Torah that we have on Har Sinai, and yet still makes the mistakes that he's reading about in them? Moshe Rabbeinu is reading that he's going to make the mistake and hit the rock, yet he still does it. He knows that the Meraglim is a bad idea, yet it still goes ahead with the Meraglim. When, and the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim as well, what we mean by Torah or Mikra, what we mean by Nevi'im and Ksuvim, is not necessarily the stories, the Psukim as we have them, but the Yesodos, the Klalim, and the principles that are inside the Torah Shebiksav, or inside Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So not the stories themselves, or not the Psukim themselves, but the Tarag Mitzvahs, the Klalim, the principles, the foundations of the Torah itself, not the actual words. So it would seem from this Gemara in Brachas that nothing was left out, that what Moshe Rabbeinu receives on Har Sinai is absolutely everything. He receives the Torah Shebiksav, he receives the entire Torah Shebaal Peh, as far as Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and Gemara over here as well doesn't mean Talmud Bavli. Gemara here means the understanding behind the mitzvahs as well, the reasoning behind them, the application of the Torah Shebaal Peh. So it seems like no stone is left unturned when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. However, if we move on slightly, we might see a different story over here. And that is a Medrash Rabbah in Shemois, which I printed out so I could read it over here. This is the Medrash Rabbah in Shemois. It is in Kisisa, Parsha Mem Aleph. Omer Rabavo says, Kol arboim yoim she'osa Moshe lemala, all 40 days that Moshe was on top, on Har Sinai, he would learn the Torah, quite a famous medrash, people may be familiar with this, and forget the Torah. And he was beginning to give up. He says to Hashem, yesh di arboim yoim, I've been here already 40 days, and I still don't know it. Shul Moshe Rabbeinu grasped a lot, but he still didn't know the whole thing. And you know, he knows time is running out. What did Hashem do? When the 40 days were up, Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah as a matana. Shenemar vayitain el Moshe, he gives it to Moshe. Now, interesting, already at this stage, the same is true with us. When we learn Torah, it's exactly the same process that happens. We learn and we think that we receive in terms of the Torah that we've learnt is because of the efforts that we put in. The efforts that we put in is what allows us to find the Torah that we learn. It's not quite like that. Chazal tell us, yogati umotsasi, that we put in the effort, we put in the amelus that we spoke about in Parashat B'chukosai, umotsasi, the Torah is a metzia, which means that it's not something which we worked towards and created ourselves, but it's something that we put the effort into and Hashem gives it to us as a matana. It's a metzia. We find it. We put in the effort, we put in the yagir, we put in the amelus, and afterwards Hashem almost gives it to us as a matana, something which we find. It's a metzia. But that's exactly the same process that happens with Moshe Rabbeinu as well. He says to Hashem, it's impossible. In 40 days, I'm learning. Hashem says, I'll give it to matana. Fine. But the main point which we're going to focus on over here is the next part of the Medrash. The Medrash asks the following question. V'chikola Torah lomad Moshe? Did Moshe really learn the entire Torah? Kosuv b'Torah, it says in Iyov, Aruka me eretz mida, Rechava mine yam. Torah is wider than the is wider than the lands and vaster than the seas. It's impossible. Meaning Torah is infinite. There's no finite amount of Torah which is humanly possible to learn. There is always more Torah which can be learned. So how can it be that the Medrash has just told us that Moshe Rabbeinu learnt all of the Torah? Again, the Lashon HaMedrash is he learnt the entire Torah. So the Medrash carries on and says, Elo, Klolim, Lamdu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, LeMoshe. The Klolim is what Hashem taught Moshe. That's what it means. I think, if I understand the message correctly, I think we're reading that as klolim. It's the same lashon as klolim. That Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu the klolim on Har Sinai. Now this medrash doesn't seem to necessarily fit with the Gemara we just mentioned earlier, which tells us, the Gemara in Brachos, which tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu receives everything. He receives the Mikra, the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Nevi'im and Ksuvim. It seems as if the Gemara earlier is telling us that Moshe Rabbeinu receives absolutely everything. Well, let's see another Gemara and see how we can tie all of this together. And this is a Gemara in Megillah, which would seem to be a direct stira to the Medrash we just said. Omer Abchir Baraba, Omer Abyechanan, Maidichsev, Va'aleim Kol Advorim Asher Diber Hashem Imochim Bahar. What does the pasuk mean when it says, "Kechol hadvarim asher dibra Hashem imachem b'har mitoyra ish b'yoyim hakohol"? The Gemara carries on and says, "Melamit sheherei Hakadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe." Hakadosh Baruch Hu shows Moshe Rabbeinu dikdukei Torah, v'dikdukei Seifrim, gives him the details of the Torah, the details of the even the derabbanans, umash haSeifrim asidin eschadish, even that which the Chazal are going to be Mechadish. And what is that? Ma'inihu Mikra Megillah. There's a mitzvah Mikra Megillah Moshe Rabbeinu was already aware of. So on the one hand, we have a Medrash that tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't receive every Prat on Har Sinai. He receives the Klolim. And he receives the Klolim through which all of Torah could be understood, by the way. The Klolim means that he receives everything that you could possibly need in order to understand all of Torah, but he wasn't given every single detail. Yet on the other hand, the Gemara Megillah seems to indicate that Moshe Rabbeinu receives every single prat and every single detail. The Chazon Ish also points out in Orach Chaim Siman Kuf Chaf Hei, he's got a whole section called Sidur Nisinas Parashiyas HaTorah. He goes through the Seder of how the Parashiyas HaTorah were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. In Ois Dalit, he says, Vihine, this is his understanding, but Loi Ne'amar B'Sinai, it can't have been given on Har Sinai, Din HaMechal Al Shabbos, the din of what happens to someone who's Mechal Al Shabbos, V'din Megadif, U'Parshas Nachlas, which we see there, B'Nois Tzlafchal. These are three areas that Moshe Rabbeinu seemingly didn't know what the halacha was. He didn't know what Onesh was going to be given to the Mekoshish Eitim. He didn't know what to do with what we saw recently, the story of the Mecharev, of the Megadif from Don. He didn't know what the din was when it, seemingly didn't know the din when it came to the Benoist Slavchad as well. And the Chazon Ish says, and Chazal even tell us that Megalgin Zchus Alidei Zakai, that the Zchus of Klal Yisrael learning about the mitzvah of Nachlis when it comes to someone that dies without any sons was learned Alidei Zakai through the ones that brought the question, which is the Benoist Slavchad. So he says, Mikol Mokoim, don't think that therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was lacking in the Masorah, which he in the Kabbalah, Satorah, and Har Sinai. These are details within the din. So it's not chaser in the Tariag Mitzvahs. Okay, the Chazon Ish gives another suggestion as well, but you do see already that there is this concept of klonim. But going back to the question that we had, which is on the one hand, the Medrash tells us that there were klolim given to Rishma. It's impossible to learn all of Torah. It's infinite, it's vaster, it's wider than the seas, vaster than the seas. And on the other hand, you have the other Gemaras that we mentioned, which seem to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was learning everything. So, the Tosfos Yontif, in his Hakdama to Tosfos Yontif, where he's giving And understanding as to what he was trying to achieve when he wrote his Pirush on Mishnayos, he goes through Torah Shebal Peh, and he talks about why Rebbe took the decision to write down Mishnah as well, and he says, and he's got a kasha from Megillah, so the same question that we just had. On the one hand, Moshe Rabbeinu seems to know, have learned everything, on the other hand, it was only the Klalim. So he says, "V'al tishiveni dover, and don't ask me Masha Omru Perik based on Megillah," that which Gemara she just said. "My valem kachal advarim," and the Gemara continues and says that Moshe Rabbeinu even knew Dikduke Seferim, which was Mikra Megillah. He says, and the Gemara says, "Melam eshe rokadosh baruch hu l'moshe Dikduke Torah v'Dikduke Seferim." He says, "No, shani omer, shezeh loy hoya moiser Moshe la'acherim klal." This Moshe Rabbeinu never passed on. Meaning, even though this was something which Moshe Rabbeinu was aware of, it wasn't part of the Masorah of Torah. V'Dikduk l'shoinom kachu. And if you're medayik in the Gemara, you'll see that actually the Loshon is medayik, because the Gemara says, Sha'amru, melamid sheherehu. Hashem showed him the Dikduke Torah and the Dikduke Seferim. V'loi omar Hashem mosar loy. It doesn't say that Hashem gave it to him. It doesn't say that Hashem transmitted it to him. It says that Hashem showed him the Dikduke Seferim. Oy shelomdu. It doesn't say that Hashem taught him. She'ilu omar echod me'elu halashoinos. If it would have said one of these two lashoinos, Moshe Rabbeinu would have been obligated. Once that makes its way into that which Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu in Har Sinai, so that becomes part of the Masorah. And that becomes something which Moshe Rabbeinu is chayev to then pass on to Yeshua, because that is his responsibility to pass on the Torah. There was nothing which Moshe Rabbeinu was taught that he wasn't going to pass on to Yeshua. Shemotzinu shesomach b'shtei yodov. We see that Moshe Rabbeinu puts his two hands on Yeshua. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't necessarily commanded by Hashem to give absolutely everything, whatever that means, Moshe Rabbeinu yet still chose to give Yeshua absolutely everything. Hashem says, put one hand in Yeshua, and he puts two hands in Yeshua. So there was nothing which Yeshua would have, nothing which Moshe Rabbeinu would have learned that he never taught to Yeshua. But the Loshon of the Gemara in Megillah is that he showed him, which means, this is something which Hashem shows him. Not something which he was transmitted. Like someone shows someone something. He doesn't actually give it to him. So the Tosfos Yonzer, this is exactly what the Gemara means, and this is amiti, this is true. I'm going to try and sum all this up, but there's one more chazal which I wanted to share as well, and that is, in a way, brings all of this together. Another famous Gemara, and this is the Gemara of Moshe Rabbeinu when he goes up. B'sha'olam, sha'olam Moshe Lamarim. So, Omer Rabbi Hudam Arav, this is a Gemara in Menachos, Daf Chof Tes on the base. Omer Rabbi Hudam Arav, Rabbi says the name of Rav. B'sha'olam, sha'olam Moshe Lamarim. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up on the mountain, he found that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sheyoshev v'koysher k'sarim la'osius. He sees that Hashem is tying crowns to the osius, to the letters of the Torah. Amar lefonov, Rebbeinu sheloilam, mima akav al yodcha. Amar lo, Hashem says to him, Adam acher yesh she'osed liyos b'soif kamadoyres v'akiva ben Yosef shemay. Hashem says to Moshe, there is a fellow, there's someone, Adam, who is going to be born in Kamadoris in many generations, V'akiva ben Yosef Shemoy, She'osed Lidrosh al kol koitz v'koitz tilin tilin shalachas. Akiva, Rabbi Akiva will be Dorish on every single koitz of every single letter, tilin tilin shalachas, heaps of halachas. Amar lefonav, so Moshe Rabbeinu was intrigued, and he says, "Rabbeinu Shalom, Harayoli, Rabbeinu Shalom, show me this individual. Show me what this Akiva ben Yosef looks like." Omar loy chazor lachei recho. Go backwards. I'm not entirely sure what that means in this context, but he says, "Turn around or go backwards." Holach v'yoshav b'soif shmeina shurois. He was sitting eight rows back. V'loy hoya yodea mahein, and he couldn't understand the shir that Rabbi Akiva was giving. He's sitting six rows back, another famous Gemara. These aren't necessarily new things, but it's bringing them all together, which is interesting. And Toshash Koichoi, and he starts to have Chalishas Hadas, and he says, and he thinks to himself, well, it doesn't say what Moshe Rabbeinu is thinking, but there is a Chalishas Hadas that he has. How can it be that I'm the one that's Mekabel all of the Torah, and yet I'm sitting in a shir over here, and I don't understand what he's saying? I don't understand what Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef is saying. Kiven Shehigil Adover Echot. But at one point in the shir, Rabbi Akiva said something. Omri lo Talmidov, his Talmidim said to him, Rebbe, minayin lecho, how do you know this? How, Rabbi Akiva, how do you know this din? Where does it come from? Omar lahem, halacha le Moshe mi Sinai. This is halacha that I've received from Moshe on Har Sinai. And the Gemara continues and says, and concludes and says, Nisyashva datoi, and Moshe Rabbeinu calmed down. He felt better once again. So what is going on over here in this Gemara? How do we understand this? On the one hand, Moshe Rabbeinu hasn't seemingly learned that which Rabbi Akiva is teaching. On the other hand, when Rabbi Akiva is questioned, Rabbi Akiva is asked, how do you know this? He says, halacha l'Moshe mi-Sinai. So which one is right? Did Moshe Rabbeinu receive an Har Sinai? Did he not receive an Har Sinai? And if he did receive an Har Sinai, then why is it that he's confused in the Shein and doesn't understand what's going on? The way I was explained to this by one of my Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yitzchok Berkovitz, when we were learning this in the Kollel, this was the sugya which he would begin with when we started the program. He said that what Moshe Rabbeinu receives and that which he's transmitting and that which Rabbi Akiva means when he says that halacha l'Moshe mi-Sinai is that Moshe Rabbeinu receives the klonim. Moshe Rabbeinu receives the principles. Moshe Rabbeinu receives the Yud Gimel Midas Shatar and Dreshes, but Moshe Rabbeinu receives absolutely everything you need in order to understand anything that the Torah teaches. There is nothing which Moshe Rabbeinu didn't receive which he would have needed to understand anything which you need to understand in the Torah. But, as we see in the Medrash, as the Medrash in Shemois tells us, the applications of the klolim, of the principles that we have in the Torah, are infinite. The applications go on forever. It's not humanly possible to know and to learn absolutely everything, because there's always some other thing that can come up. There's another question. There's always another application which you haven't necessarily thought of specifically. And therefore, what the Gemara in Menachos is teaching is that there's halachas l'Moshe mi-Sinai. There's the klonim which Moshe Rabbeinu teaches and which Rabbi Akiva uses to derive the halachas and the dinim which he is expressing in his shir. But yet, the pratim and the details of every single halacha which Rabbi Akiva is sharing in the shir isn't necessarily something which Moshe Rabbeinu himself would have been taught on Har Sinai. That is the conclusion which, of course, he would have been able to come to anyway because of the halachas that he received on Har Sinai. When it comes to the specifics, but when it comes to the details, those weren't part of the Mesorah on Har Sinai. Those are things which you can come to in your own understanding with the klonim that you received. Does everything we've discussed today explain everything? I don't think so. I think there's still areas which are difficult to understand, but it at least broadens our perspective on what it is that we talk about when we say that Moshe Rabbeinu receives the Torah on Har Sinai. We think of it as being every single detail of absolutely everything, but when you look at Chazal, when you look at the different Midrashim and different Gemaras, it's a lot more nuanced than that. And therefore, when Rashi says in this week's parasha, at the beginning of Av Kulon Nemru Kloleseim V'Dikdukeim Mi-Sinai, it's not as straightforward as it may seem, and it calls for a lot more understanding.
The people here will have to admit to it.